Estimates by the Department of Energy indicate that in the United States alone, there will be more than 100,000 wind turbines by 2030. John Anderson is Policy Director at the American Wind Energy Association.
As time goes on, I do think that you will see wind replacing older plants that are being taken offline, but we're really looking at capturing the new installation market.
But wind energy developers in California and West Virginia are being sued by environmental groups. A growing number of groups contend that hundreds of thousands of birds and bats are being killed every year by wind turbines, mostly at night when bats and migratory birds fly around mountain ridges where many wind farms are located. Kelly Fuller is with the American Bird Conservancy.
In 2009, a expert at the Fish and Wildlife Service estimated 440,000 birds were being killed in the U.S. annually by wind turbines. That was in 2009, before we had more growth of the industry.
West Virginia in the eastern United States is a migratory corridor for birds. It's also an important habitat for bats, where millions have been dying from white nose syndrome. The illness has brought some species to the brink of extinction. Now they face another threat. This amateur video shows bats flying at sunset near wind turbines in West Virginia. Judy Rod is director of Friends of Blackwater, a West Virginia conservation group. She says this cave, close to a wind farm, houses thousands of hibernating bats during winter.
First year, they found 430 dead bats and I think 50 dead birds. In a very preliminary, sketchy study, the expert that analyzed those figures, Dr. Tom Coons at Boston University, estimated that finding 430 dead bats meant that actually 10,000 bats had been killed in 1 year.
That's because the carcasses are scavenged by foxes, crows, and other predators. The U.S. government supports wind energy development to cut down on fossil fuels and fight global warming. David Cottingham is senior advisor at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the service does not have the authority to halt a wind project that's on a migratory path.
But we do have the authority to prosecute them for violating the Endangered Species Act.
Despite efforts to reduce collision, no permanent solution has been found. The industry opposes shutting down turbines that are in the way. Industry, government, and environmental experts agree that choosing the right location for wind farms could be a good solution. But often, the best wind currents are found in the paths that migratory birds and bats have been using for millions of years. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News, West Virginia.